I think people should care about crime in rural America because one out of every four Americans live in rural areas. In fact, I believe the rural population of the U.S. is larger than the population of Great Britain. It is, in essence, a country unto itself with a great deal of diversity within it.
Now, how would you compare crime rates in rural and urban America?
Comparing rural and urban crime rates produces a mixed picture. If you use the Uniform Crime Report of the FBI, you'll find that crime rates in urban areas per capita are two or three times higher. If you use the National Victimization Survey, which is a nationally representative survey of people's crime experiences, you'll find that the gap is much lower, but urban rates are still ahead of rural rates. But if you then go to various studies of self-reported behavior, such as the Monitoring the Future study of drug use among adolescents, you'll find very little in the way of rural-urban differences. Plus, we have to remember that given the diversity of rural and urban areas, even if overall nationwide urban rates are ahead, there are a great many rural communities that have higher rates than urban communities, especially for particular crimes. And some of those crimes in particular happen to be homicide and violent crime, where many communities in the South and in the West can exceed urban areas of New England and the Midwest. So there's both a regional differentiation going on here, as well as a rural-urban difference going on here. Overall, urban rates are ahead, but that doesn't say that for particular communities, rural rates can't be higher than some of the worst rates in America's large cities.
Some recent polling that was done here in Minnesota indicates that many rural people are feeling less safe, while at the same time, most urban residents are feeling safer. Wondering if you've seen any evidence to correlate that.
The idea that rural people are feeling less safe from crime, while the trend among urban people is to feel more safe from crime, is not surprising given the dynamics of change in rural communities. There is a lot of population movement out to rural communities. Some rural communities are experiencing new industry moving in. Other rural communities are still in an economic downturn and having people leave. But all of those conditions of change produce more apprehension on the part of people. And whenever you have change, you tend to have people who are expressing a greater sense of apprehension about a phenomena like crime. What you have to remember here is that fear of crime and actual crime are two different things and do not coincide with each other. In fact, throughout the nation, both rural and urban, the highest rates of fear are among people over the age of 60, yet statistically they have the lowest rates of crime and victimization. Apply that lesson then to rural areas, and what you have with a phenomena like growing fear of crime is an expression of the kinds of changes that are affecting so many rural communities throughout the United States.
But yet, when you talk with people in rural communities, the most prevalent fear seems to be of property crimes, having your home broken into or your car stolen, perhaps, not violent crime.
People are fearful in rural communities of having their home burglarized and their cars damaged because, in fact, rural lifestyles have changed so greatly over the past 30, 40 years. We have mostly a rural population that commutes to work, which means that rural homes are much more vacant than they used to be. In contrast, back in the older days when most rural people were farmers, where you lived and where you worked was the same place. That's not true today. And so therefore, you do have a greater apprehension at a vacant home as you're all day at work, as you pick up your kids at the consolidated school, as you drive 45 miles to that nearest shopping mall, and as you take advantage of various health and professional services that are located in the nearest large city, that all of that lifestyle of commuting makes you more vulnerable to crime, both where you're commuting as well as where you live.
It's interesting. Something that has struck me is that at the same time people may be feeling more fearful about crime, I'm hearing also from law enforcement and other people in communities that they see more isolation, people less involved, for example, in the community. What is the dynamic at work there?
There is a vicious cycle on crime and fear of crime. People who are the victims of crime. And especially, let me remark that very often it is not the serious crime, it is the random capricious crime, such as vandalism, that produces a larger sense of fear. And it is clear from the research that people who are more fearful of crime begin to reduce their social field in the local community. They become less trusting of neighbors, and they do cut down on their interaction with people surrounding them. You have to remember that since we have a large commuting population in our rural areas, that the process of commuting provides an alternative opportunity for your social life. You may have been the victim of a crime, and therefore you tend to reduce what you do in your local rural community, but because you live within access of a large urban area and the group with whom you work, you have an alternative. And so I think today, more so than in the past, fear of crime leads to the reduction of a sense of community cohesion among rural residents.
Now, while people may be more fearful of property crimes than violent crimes, I'm wondering if there is a disconnect of sorts between understanding what causes that property crime and fearing the property crime. And in most cases, you seem to see that there's some drug or alcohol connection. A couple of recent cases I can think of where there have been strings of burglaries, and in one case it was juveniles who were breaking in simply to steal alcohol. In another case it was two young men who were committing burglaries to support their methamphetamine habit. And I'm wondering if folks in rural communities understand that connection.
In terms of many, many rural communities across the U.S., I believe there's lack of awareness of the connection between crime and drug use. And part of that lack of awareness is either a denial or lack of knowledge about the extent to which rural people, especially rural youth, do use substances that are illicit or illegal. Most rural people tend to readily admit that underage drinking and some marijuana use may exist in their community, and that there's probably some drinking under the driving under the influence, which is inappropriate, but then tend to write that off as harmless, and they don't think about the fact that there's more serious drug use occurring in their communities. It's not out in the open, it's not visible, there's not a specific part of a rural community that you can drive to and see it, as in contrast to an urban community where you can go to certain neighborhoods and see crack cocaine dealing on a street corner. And I think all of those things contribute to a lack of awareness. And of course, some of that is denial. The belief among rural people that they do live in a better place than urban people. More green space, more open area, more privacy, and a belief in less crime. And those values that rural people have do lead to some denial about the issue of crime in their communities, because to admit that is also to admit that you have characteristics of many urban communities, and that's not where you want to live if you're a rural resident.
Now, another much more obvious substance that is used and abused, according to law enforcement, is alcohol. Many law enforcement agencies draw a connection between alcohol use and perhaps as much as 80 or 90% of the cases they deal with. What are attitudes, or is there a prevalent attitude toward alcohol in rural communities that influences its use and abuse?
When I think about rural communities and alcohol use, especially among young people, I almost want to use Charles Dickens' Tale of Two Cities title. There seem to be two different types of rural communities out there. There are rural communities that historically, partly because of the religion that is predominant in that community, have very, very strong norms against alcohol use and stigmatize those people who do use alcohol. On the other hand, you have rural communities that are highly tolerant of alcohol use. For example, I know one rural community in western Ohio that has a person trying to do alcohol awareness, and she constantly pulls her hair out on this issue because their definition of responsibility, especially parents' definition of responsibility, is to sponsor parties, keggers, for high school students at their homes, so that, and they take the keys away from the students, so that if the students get dead drunk and pass out, it is not in an automobile. And of course, from the point of view of alcohol prevention programs, that is probably one of the worst behaviors and one of the worst behaviors related to denial that that can exist among parents. Because although a number of these youth who probably attend these parties sponsored by parents will grow up to be very responsible adults, there is a certain proportion that are learning behavior relative to alcohol use, which is going to be very, very costly to them and to whoever, with whomever they associate, whoever they begin a family with, and whoever hires them as a worker.
Crime is taking a ever larger amount of budgets in many counties, crime and incarceration, the county jail. Many rural law enforcement agencies say that they really feel like they don't benefit from special programs, from federal funding, or sometimes even from state-funded programs. Is that something that is borne out by research or statistics?
Oh, yes, indeed. When it comes to a number of federal and state initiatives, you will find that there is a need for those initiatives, especially at the pilot stage, to focus. And often that focus is in a very limited geographic area. And it just is far more easier for policymakers to think in terms of urban neighborhoods and to ignore rural communities. And so even today, almost all of the initiatives that come from state and federal government tend to have either explicitly or under the surface implied that this money is set aside for urban communities. Well, the effect of that is that our rural law enforcement and rural criminal justice do not have the kind of infrastructure necessary to be proactive in addressing crime issues. For example, a rural law enforcement agency can have a difficult time trying to say that it can do community-oriented policing, such as Neighborhood Watch, or have DARE programs in the schools, because the FTEs aren't there, the personnel is not there to set aside an individual to do these more special programs. There are only a few individuals trying to patrol a large geographic area, and how does one set aside any officers' time to do special programs when one cannot even cover the jurisdiction for which one is responsible.
Is there a logical path that rural America will follow in terms of crime and community? There seems to be no evidence that change is going to stop or slow down in terms of rural communities, economic change and social change, as communities continue to go through this process of downsizing or changing with the economic changes. What do you see as the future of rural crime, taking these things into consideration?
I think the future of crime in rural America is along, let's say, three different lines. The first one is that there will be a growing connection between crime rates and substance use in rural communities. And that means that some rural communities will be shocked by the level of violent crime that they suddenly experience in their communities. And this will shake the values of the old-time residents in particular. I think a second thing is that a number of rural communities are now so closely assimilated into the culture and the economy of large metropolitan areas that they are nothing more than fringe communities that are affected by the same ebb and flow of conditions of big cities. And then the third change that I would anticipate is that some rural communities are going to become revitalized by a movement back to rural areas by people who are seeking a smaller scale lifestyle. And those communities probably will have a better situation relative to crime rates and will also have less fear of crime. I think the diversity of rural areas means that we're going to have quite a diversity in what we see in the first half of this new century.